It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
But the Krell forgot one thing, it. Monsters, John. Monsters from the id.
There you go again, always blaming me for everything.
Go switch off!
Exterminate!
It's a trap!
This looks extraordinarily bad.
Commencing countdown T minus 5, 4, 3. Two, one.
Welcome to the Skiffy and Fanny Show, episode 5.9.
Rebooting civilization by de-thawing serial murders from the 80s, because it's about time we took the moral high ground.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Jen.
And this week is Torture Cinema. It's our special Hollywood, or Halloween edition. Not Hollywood edition.
The Hollywood Halloween edition.
Well, technically, it's double Hollywood, but that's because it's one of my likes. So, yes, we're watching Jason 10, or Jason X, as it's probably more commonly known.
Yes, because most people do not understand Roman numerals.
Yes. So, you guys selected this film from a list of many films. It beat out Ernest Scared Stupid.
Which I'm still pissed about.
Honestly, me too, because now we had to watch this piece of crap.
Right, and Ernest Scared Stupid, probably a lot more amusing.
Yeah, no, actually, now that I think about it, I tried to watch this movie, Jason 10. I tried to watch it thinking that it wasn't a serious movie, but halfway through I realized it was trying to be serious, and it's really hard to, like, enjoy a movie that's a...
I fundamentally disagree with you, but we'll get to that later.
Okay, so let's start off then. We should probably explain what the movie's about, which is where I rant for 25 seconds and tell you what it's about, right?
Ready, set, go.
Basic premise, they have captured Jason, they've kept him subdued, but he escapes inside the facility, they're going to cryogenically freeze him, an accident happens, it freezes the lady that was trying to freeze him and him at the same time, shoot forward 400 years to the future, and of course, what happens, Jason escapes on a spaceship this time, and havoc ensues, in which a bunch of scantily clad chicks like run around screaming like idiots.
Indeed.
That's basically the premise.
I think your most succinct... accurate premise description that you've ever given.
To be honest, though, it's really easy with this movie because there's no complexity to it whatsoever.
At all.
It's just Jason kills people for an hour and a half.
That's like the premise of every Jason film, isn't it?
This is true. There is some other bits going on, such as like cute little, well, not really cute, kind of creepy relationships with a guy and his android, you know, yeah, so. But that's kind of secondary.
That's not even relevant.
No, it's not. But anyway, so that's the basic premise. So we should get right into it. Do you want to start with likes or dislikes?
Let's start with likes.
Okay. Well, my first like, they've got cool guns.
They do indeed have cool guns. And I particularly appreciated that they decided to call one of the guns a BFG.
I know. And yet it was a gun that didn't really do anything.
Really didn't do anything, and it wasn't even that comparatively big.
I know. You would have expected, like, when they had that, they would blow up Jason, which is what the robot chick does with, like,
later,
a shotgun.
One would wonder why they didn't use that particular gun much earlier in the film.
Yep. But apparently, the whatever. So, anyway, that's a really simple one because there's cool guns. So, what about your first like?
My first like is that this is essentially Jason the video game.
Yes.
Okay, it actually reminded me of the Doom movie. I don't know if you remember that one with...
Vaguely, with The Rock.
The Rock, yeah. Oh, and Carl Urban, I think, is in it. Anyway, liked that movie, oddly.
Oh, gosh.
I know, I have horrible taste in films. But yeah, I mean, this was really... It was a great setup. I wanted to play this as a video game after watching the film. Because
you know
it had BFGs in it. You know, it was like it totally easily could be translated into an awesome video game. Crappy ass movie. Awesome video game.
But it wouldn't be a very long video game because it would be very entertaining.
Be I mean, you could make levels because technically that ship looked freaking huge. Let's be honest here. It was bigger than like the city in space. Way, way, way bigger. So you've got like hundreds of potential levels. that you could go through. You just have to populate it with more people who are all stupid. And that's really simple.
Oh, you mean you would play Jason?
Who would... You would play Jason, totally.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the other way around. I was like, is that what you...
No. It would be more like Grand Theft Auto, you know, with absolutely no... But at least you're killing bad people who are promiscuous.
Well, they have a game like that where you have to find really interesting ways to kill people.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just do that with Jason. All right. Exactly.
Anyway, so let's move on to our first dislike. Mine is that this was a complete waste of an hour and a half to 2 hours of my time.
It was so bad.
This was an utterly pointless film. It wasn't even that bad. It wasn't good in any way, shape, or form. It just was utterly pointless. Nothing happens except for Jason killing people.
And I hated the ending.
It's the same as every other Jason film. Oh, yeah. Totally pointless ending, too.
Where it leaves the ambiguity, like he might come back to life.
It wasn't even that much of an ambiguity. It's Jason. It's not ambiguous. He's coming back. Completely impossibly, he'll be back. Why? Because some dumbass in Hollywood will be like, I have an idea.
Jason 11.
Exactly. So that's my first dislike.
Okay, well, my first dislike is the soundtrack. Which is the most bonehead piece of crap we have ever listened to. It was no suspension. It would just be
none.
Like, oh, Jason would appear and he'd go, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun.
Occasionally, they utilized, like, the classic Jason music. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but they only did it sometime, which really bugged me.
And it sounded more like a synthesizer version of the Jason 10 music as opposed to the creepy version that has been in earlier films.
Yeah.
This was, like, the pop version of horror music.
It was really bad. It sounded almost like...
It was peppy.
A MIDI soundtrack that they then tried to play.
Exactly.
Hence, professional players.
Hence, part of the reason that I was watching it going, wow, this would make a pretty good video game.
Ouch. Ouch. All right. All right. Well, shall we go to our likes then?
Yes. Okay. Next.
Well, my second like, you're going to notice that a lot of the things that, with the exception of one of my likes, they're just things that made me laugh.
Well, that's the only thing that really goes on in this movie.
Yeah. So my second like is there's a scene in the movie where they're trying to hunt down Jason and kill him. Although the grunts are trying to do this. And the sniper gets thrown off of like a balcony and he lands on this giant screw and he spins around.
Okay.
To the bottom.
We're going to go to my next like right now because it's associated. My like was the utterly absurd but highly amusing deaths that occur in this film.
Yes, yes.
So you got things like the screw.
Which has no purpose sitting in a...
What happened to him? He's screwed.
Oh, I know, with the awful one-liners.
Well, the dude literally, he falls onto this giant, like, drill thing, and he twists down it. It was genius. Many of other things like the chick... I mean, really, creative deaths. Chick in the beginning getting her head put in the what is that liquid? Liquid nitrogen?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, in the future, in advanced societies, people carry around, have just open tubs of liquid nitrogen
in the sink,
hanging out in their labs. I mean, it makes such sense. And then one of the last deaths is the chick getting sucked through the...
the grate.
It was great.
Oh. Yeah. And it was just great because you could laugh at it.
You could. I was surprisingly amused by this film, I have to say.
Yeah, when you could...
I was supposed to be, but I was.
When you could ignore the rest, it was, yeah, it was...
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so our second dislikes then. What is yours?
My second dislike was actually... I'm going to go with this one, because I'm not ready for the next one. I... really did not appreciate that metal in the future is about as strong as paper.
Oh, yeah, because he can knock down, like, doors.
Knock down metal doors that are, like, 5 inches thick steel, theoretically, and no problem. You know, it's easy as pie. Not just him, everybody. He just stabs through metal things left and right.
I know.
He has the sharpest machete that's ever been made.
Except it's not.
It's not. It's just a generic machete, but whatever.
Yeah, and he can punch through a hole of a ship.
Punch a hole through the hull of a ship. Exactly, the hull of a ship.
To be fair, he was Super Jason at that point, so.
Who cares?
Yeah, no, it was pretty bad. It was pretty dumb. Mine is actually almost related to this.
Okay.
Yeah, my next dislike is actually the ship designs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Particularly the shuttles, which looked like giant testicles with wings.
You know what they reminded me of? Shuttlecocks.
from badminton?
From badminton. Yeah, that's what they looked like.
And they were completely ridiculous. What was the point of the wings rotating?
I don't know.
Because they don't go inside the ship with the wings rotated. The wing, like, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's like the propulsion system. It lands you and it propels you.
But they don't need to move.
No, they don't.
It's
but
completely irrelevant.
Anyway. Yeah, well, whatever.
All right.
Not designed by anybody who knows anything about anything.
Okay, well, let's go down to our third like.
Okay, I switched my third like because this is before we get to our short play. So my third, dislike, like. My third like is boobs.
Oh, that used to be one of mine, and then I took it off.
Particularly the android's boobs that are nippleless, because that was freaking hilarious.
Okay, well, I'll have to do that like then, because you're bringing this up.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, so okay, so that's your like?
Yeah, I mean, I have a thing for boobs, so.
Oh, well, there were some all right ones in this, yeah.
Well, it had nothing to do with whether they were nice or not, just that it was hilarious that there were so many boobs in the film. It was just like.
And side boob, lots of side boob.
It's a Jason movie, so we have to show boobs. It's very important to the premise.
Okay, well, my third like is actually related to this, which is what I call life lessons from Jason X.
Oh, yes. So many.
Ready? I'll give you just a few. Using guns is like riding a bike.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you remember that? Remember?
Yeah, it's just that, like, that was nice to know.
You know, this woman who's probably never lifted a gun in her entire life, but apparently it's just like riding a bike.
Riding a bike.
Next one. The survival rate of a Jason attack is apparently 12%, unless, of course, you make out
with
your android.
Have sex with a robot? Yeah.
In which case, it goes up, which is nice.
Because she becomes badass.
Yep. Harley Davidson bikers will still have jobs in the future. The mechanic.
As little patchouli-smelling hippies.
Yes. Oh, God, I hated him. And my last one is that nipples are metallic in the future and will be supposedly magnetically adhesed to robots.
Yeah, because they can't build them in. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's the good life lessons.
Good. So before we go to our dislike, why don't we do our shorts, our one-act play?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it'll be nice and even.
Alrighty.
Okay.
This is our new feature, guys. We are going to start doing reenactments.
Exactly.
The dialogue.
Right. And scene. And now for a reenactment from Jason 10 by Sean and Jen. Written by Sean. The Campers, a one-act play. The scene opens when two teenage girls wearing only skimpy t-shirts and panties suddenly appear next to Jason X.
What the hell?
Hey, you want a beer?
My mommy doesn't let me.
Or you want to smoke some pot?
But that's illegal.
Or we could have some premarital sex.
Yeah, we love premarital sex.
Wait, what's this happening to my crotch? It's tingling.
Come on, climb into the sleeping bags with us. Don't be a sissy.
But I feel funny. After 40 years of killing, I hope it's not testicular cancer. Unless...
Hey, what are you doing? Why are you wrapping my friend up in a sleeping bag? Golly gee!
Jason wraps the teenage girls in sleeping bags and beats Skank Camper 2 with Skank Camper 1.
Oh my gosh! This is the last time I go to the lake half-naked with my Honda hatchback full of cheap knockoff rum and beer. Ow!
This feels orgasmic.
This is totally like my first frat party. Ow!
It's like I was meant for this. And the tingling is going away. It feels so good.
6 months later.
He was found roaming from lake to lake beating promiscuous teenagers and their drunk or stoned boyfriends.
What should we do with him, Doctor?
Indeed.
I've got an idea. We should cryogenically freeze him and bury him inside the polar ice cap.
Brilliant! Nothing could possibly go wrong. It's not like the ice caps are going to melt.
I know, right? Global warming. And scene.
The end.
So that was an almost completely accurate recreation of one of the scenes in this film, which is really kind of sad.
Yep. Okay, so we should do our third dislike now.
Yes, our third dislike. I'm going to go with... Okay, you know the scene that we just recreated? I have to give a setup here.
Oh, no.
The scene that we just recreated was actually a virtual reality recreation of Jason's previous life. In this previous life, there's obviously his, you know, what is it, like his mother's cabin or something, and it has a door. And being idiots in this film, because really, I guess my dislike gets down to lots of really, really dumb decisions, because nobody's intelligent in the future. And in this case, they decide to put the door of the virtual reality, you know, where he's heading, in the same spot that the actual doorway is, so that he'll head straight for it.
Oh,
I loved that. It was so smart.
This actually goes with my third dislike, which is the fact that this entire movie relies on human beings being completely and utterly incompetent for the plot to function.
Oh, completely. It was almost impressive how dumb everyone is.
Yeah, and it's, in fact, the whole movie sets it up. They've effed up Earth, by the way. Earth is like a wasteland.
So apparently they're all a bunch of inbred idiots.
Right, and they set this all up at the beginning just so they can show why they're incompetent and why they can't feed him.
The film actually starts with people being incompetent idiots. Therefore, the only one that is actually intelligent in the future is the only one who was intelligent in the past.
And she, of course,
cryogenically frozen so that her DNA cannot help, you know, populate the Earth with intelligent people.
It's an anti-evolution film. It really is. And, am I the only one who... Did you hate the, like, crazed stoner kid?
Actually, I found him amusing, but...
Oh my gosh, I wanted him to die. What I didn't understand is, who in their right mind in the year 2400 would let him inside a spaceship in the first place?
Well, he's a hippie archaeology student, so, you know...
Why would you let him in a space? I wouldn't put him near the toaster.
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense. And it's just all
nothing
of this
in this stuff. Film makes sense.
Ugh, it's just such a dumb movie. It's so dumb. And the characters are just dumb. They run around.
Yeah, we get it. All right, where are we?
This is also the second movie, by the way, that we've watched in which, you know, dick bureaucrat doctors F everything up.
Oh, yeah, they're really good at that. I think Hollywood is basically trying to tell the world that... money is the root of all evil.
Oh, did you know? The doctor in the beginning, who is the first dick doctor we should mention, is David Cronenberg, who actually directed this film.
Yeah, he deserved to get killed then.
Yes, he did. It was awesome. Okay.
All right. Fourth like.
Well, my fourth like is the fact that this movie was kind of like a mini reunion of Andromeda, of the Andromeda cast specifically.
Oh, I mean, I knew that the Andromeda... was the main chick, but
yes,
who else is in it?
Well, the android is one of the girls from it.
Oh, too. Right.
Yeah, so the cryo-frozen lady.
The only cool people in the film are both from Andromeda.
Yep. So I found that rather amusing. I actually went through the cast hoping there were more, but there weren't.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's completely meaningless. It has nothing to do with whether the film is good. Or not.
Of course not, because there was nothing actually good about this film.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go with mine. Mine was... I'm going to stick with KM the Badass.
The android.
The android. Okay,
I do. I like the android.
Yeah, she gets reprogrammed with like combat skills.
She gets reprogrammed after having sex with a person or something. I don't know what they did. And suddenly she's a badass. But apparently still kind of dumb because, you know, of what they do with Jason after she demolishes him, which is nothing. But I appreciated that scene. It was fun. It was the only like, yeah, we kick ass sort of. Yay, human ingenuity. Make the robot fight him.
I should note, by the way, that's another scene in which human incompetence leads to Jason Super Jason. Because that entire scene could have been solved if they had just cut the power from that room.
Yeah, that would have been pretty easy.
It really wouldn't have been that hard. It was probably just the button push.
Probably. All right. My next dislike?
Yes.
Utterly related to what you just said. That was the dumbest possible, like, recreation of Jason's scene that one could possibly have. Because, as you said, completely due to human incompetence. And I'm sorry. And, seriously, what kind of freaking computer glitch just randomly decides to recreate an entire human being? Because that's what it does.
Remember, this is 400 years in the future. The fact that they still have those glitches... I mean, really, the movie is just set up. It's just an anti-human movie.
Right. Well, you know what's crazy about this whole that whole scene where, okay, so there's all these nanites and they, like, you know, they rebuild him. And obviously it helps that he has, you know, like he's a super rebuilding person in the first place. But it was a big stretch. I mean, I was willing to allow a lot of stretches in this film, but that was the biggest and most absurd one, particularly since they actually are nice enough to rebuild his clothing and his mask. Because, you know, that's what nanites are programmed to do. And what's crazy about this is that they don't ever bother trying to bring any of the other people, like... who just died. They don't, like, throw them on the machine and, like, go, like, try to help them.
That's right, they don't.
They don't. The only one they do it to is Brodsky, and...
But he wasn't dead yet.
He wasn't dead, but, like...
But clearly the technology can do it.
Exactly.
So, I don't get it.
It was like, what? So, yeah, that pissed me off a lot. It stretched out the film. That was really the only point. And they wanted to make Super Jason, so whatever.
It was so dumb.
Dumb, exactly.
Okay, well, going to the beginning of the film is my next dislike, which is actually the problem of dark corridors. Let me explain this. Okay. The beginning of the film involves Jason in a room where he has a light shining on him, but the rest of the room is dark. Right.
Of course.
And then when he escapes, it involves her, the chick that gets frozen, running through dark corridors into a basement where apparently they keep the cryo facility, which seems really like a stupid place. Why you have to carry him downstairs to get to it?
One would think that a super high-tech facility would have more lighting.
I know. I don't get it. Why?
Related to that, one would think that a super advanced spaceship would have more lighting.
You would think. I could almost understand it with a spaceship just because maybe they're preserving power, but there's no sense in a facility that is designed to house Jason frickin' Voorhees for it not to have lights. Like, yeah. I mean, does anyone pay attention to all of the places he murders? It's dark places. Lights. Yeah. He's afraid of light. He's a vampire. Put lights on. I just don't get it. Like, and did nobody read his file?
No, nobody. I didn't read his file.
This movie's so dumb.
Well, that's obviously. It's a Jason film.
Let's go to our likes.
Okay.
Dislike. You go for your last like.
My next like is actually two things, but it's like these funny historical references from the film. like when they first ask what the hell is on his face. And one says, is that some sort of, like, 20th century, you know, ventilation device? And the other guy's like, no, it's a hockey mask. And they're like, hockey was outlawed in 2024. And I was like, what? Really? That's hilarious. So enjoy it while you can, people, because in 13 years, hockey is gone.
Which makes no sense, because it's the only rationale they could think to maybe ban hockey is that maybe it's violent. But yet this is a ship that's full of grunts who've got guns who are just aching to shoot stuff.
Yeah. By the way, this movie does not look kindly upon Marines in the future.
No, they're incompetent and they're trigger happy.
Exactly. And then my other favorite part was when the biker guy mentions that he's seen worse when he sees his completely dismembered body. He's like, "Oh, I've seen worse. In the Microsoft conflict, we were beating each other off with our severed limbs." And I was like, "The Microsoft conflict? That's freaking hilarious. I must know more. I want there to be a movie about the Microsoft conflict."
It's fun. It's
what
fun.
Could that possibly have been about? That's what I want to know. Was it like Microsoft versus Google? Fight to the death.
Well, there wasn't really... Google was around at this time, but it wasn't really popular.
I know. But they didn't give, like, who Microsoft was going against or anything? Or
itself,
but...
maybe? I don't know.
And I want to know if Bill Gates is still around 450 years in the future.
If he's like a robot, like Stephen Hawking.
Exactly.
All right. Well, my last like... It's actually related to our little play that we put on. I laughed my ass off when they're in the little – he's in the hologram. They're tricking him, and he catches on that, oh, my gosh, they can see us. And so he programs in this, like, commercial from, like, the 1990s or whatever, some commercial for something. And it's the two girls, like, in no clothes, and they're, like, these bubbly cheerleaders in sleeping bags. And they do the dialogue we gave, and then Jason wraps them up and he beats them to death with each other.
It was classic.
And I laughed so hard at it. It was great. I thought it was so hilarious. This is actually related to one of my dislikes, but yeah, but I just laughed. I laughed so hard. I thought that was hilarious.
Are we on our last dislike yet?
Yeah, I should say my last like probably says something very bad about me. And so does my last dislike.
I missed my last like, didn't I?
No, you didn't. You just did it.
I just did my last like.
Yep.
Oh, I missed one of my likes.
What did you miss?
I added one, forgetting that I had enough. I really liked Brodsky. And that is all.
Oh, the
head marine. He's the only decent, intelligent person in the thing. And
yeah,
I was not that intelligent, but at least he's more intelligent than most of the people on the ship, and he's totally a badass.
I liked him, but my problem was he had like 4 lines of dialogue the whole movie.
I know.
And the best part when he should have had dialogue was in that final confrontation between him and Jason, which is like this testosterone stare down fest. And I was like, they should have had dialogue. He should have called him a name or something, or like, "I'm going to get you, mofo," or something. You know, just something good. Although I think he's like British, so whatever. But yeah, I liked him too.
All right, anyway. So are we on our last dislikes?
Yeah, let me get mine out of the way because I don't think mine's that funny.
Mine's not that funny either, but go for it.
Okay. The fact that nobody has figured out that Jason likes to kill hot girls, and so the second that they realize he's awake and he's killing people, nobody thinks to just lock all of the hot chicks up somewhere where he can't find them. Because that's what he always does. He always goes after the really hot girls, and it's usually the really hot dumb girls. Right. So what do? The men all hang around all of the really hot girls. No, lock them up somewhere and then go somewhere else.
Yeah, Jason, I mean, when you get right down to it, and this should be one of my dislikes, but it's not. I mean, it is kind of, but it's a dislike of the entire Jason series. So misogynist.
Yeah, he is. He doesn't like ladies.
I mean, it's just the most sexist horror films. Okay, I can't even say that. Not the most sexist horror films, but some of the most sexist horror films in the history of horror films. All horror films being sexist, but yeah.
Really is, but you know what?
It's sad. It's just, you know, the one of the people that survives is the like, I don't know, whatever she is, chick, the Andromeda. But whatever.
Only her head, though.
No, the both of them. Both of the Andromeda people survive. So that was nice.
Oh, well, she survives. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, get on to my last dislike, which is I really, really, really hated when they somehow managed to destroy an entire space station with their ship.
Because they just drove into it. Like, that was...
Like, yeah. Like, there's absolutely... I mean, it was like, okay, it's 450-some-odd years in the future. And they apparently used, like, it shattered and sounded like regular glass for the dome. And the fact that it was a dome in space didn't really seem like the best of ideas.
No, especially with all that space junk floating around.
Right, exactly. I'm like, you never heard of, you know, asteroids, people? I mean, it was like a death trap. So when they accidentally run into it, actually, I almost appreciated the death of potentially thousands of people because they didn't deserve to live. And in fact, those two idiots on Earth at the end of the movie, they don't deserve to live either. That entire human race, after watching this movie, kill them all.
They weren't on Earth, though.
Earth 2. Whatever.
We don't even know where that is.
Couldn't think of a more creative name.
But did they call it Earth 2?
Yeah, they called it Earth 2.
Oh, that's really dumb. But where
is it? And, like,
the
time. Who knows? But apparently it's only, like, not even a light year away because it took them all of maybe a day to get there.
Yeah.
With no time warping going on.
I don't know. This movie's so dumb.
Yeah, it was just... There were so many logical inconsistencies and utter absurdities. And this is why I say in the beginning, I fundamentally disagree that this movie was supposed to be serious.
Because it makes no sense.
I don't think any of the Jason movies have ever been serious, personally. I haven't seen all of them, but I really kind of doubt after seeing this one that anybody ever took them seriously. Because this one is just, it's dumb. It was more amusing than it was... There was nothing scary about it, for sure.
I'll disagree with you. The first Jason movie is terrifying.
Okay, the first one.
But that's because they set up all of the stuff that becomes
part
of this. So.
Right. And yeah. And that's all it is.
Yeah. So anyway, so thanks a lot, guys. This is our Halloween special, and it's... I mean, whatever, guys. Go to hell.
You totally could have picked a better movie.
I know. What's wrong with you? You could have chosen a better bad movie, too, by the way.
Right, exactly. Plenty of really bad horror films out there, especially Halloween-themed horror films. So next year, I expect more creativity from you people.
Yeah, yeah. To be fair, we love you guys.
Thank you.
We really appreciate the votes and helping us pick the movies. It's great. We actually love doing this. We just bitch and moan because...
because you... That's the whole point of the segment.
Yeah. Yeah. So we should give our grade. Me, I'm giving it an F+.
Yeah, I disagree. I mean, I agree. It's an F+.
It's bad. Yeah. The problem is it's hard for me to... I want to give it a D-, but then I feel like I should have to shoot myself for doing that. The only reason being that I laughed during this movie, so...
That's why it gets the plus.
I guess so. Yeah, because it's really bad.
Exactly.
So an average of F+.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we should close out. So next month we are supposed to be hopefully doing a very special edition of Torture Cinema, which is actually technically Torture Literature.
Torture Literature, baby. It's going to be awesome.
We are reading and reviewing Model Land by Tyra Banks.
I think I just vomited a little in my mouth.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Oh, so that'll be next month. So there won't be a vote this month. And sadly, that means there also won't be a vote for December because we always do a very special Christmas episode. And we already picked the movie from last year it wasn't out yet. So we couldn't watch
it. Hopefully we'll be actually able to find it for this year with English subtitles. But
I think it's on Netflix. So
good. Excellent. So, excellent. So anyway, Halloween.
Yes, happy Halloween. If you want to contact us and send us candy.
Send us candy.
You can do that.
Can you do that online?
Well, they can get an address.
Oh, that's true.
So you can send an email.
Yes, skiffyandfanty@gmail.com.
Tweet us.
Twitter.com/skiffyandfanty.
Google+.
Shawnee Jen.
And blog.
skiffyandfanty@wordpress.com.
And please give us reviews on the iTunes-y things.
On the iTunes things, or on any things.
If you like this show, review us. Let people know.
Yes.
We want more.
We want love.
We want President Barack Obama to come on this show, or whoever happens to be president when we become popular enough that they want to be on the show.
I'm planning on being president.
Okay.
I'm already on the show.
Alrighty, guys. So we just
happy late Halloween and stay safe tonight.
Yep.
And if you don't celebrate Halloween because you're something,
a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, then I'm sorry and have a good day anyway.
We'll see you all next week with a roundtable discussion, by the way.
We hope so.
Yeah. So, okay, we're going to shut up now. We're going to be out of here. So, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Our new intro music is Time Flux by Revolution Void. You can check them out at freemusicarchive.org.
Another weak human afraid to face death.
I fart in your general direction.
France, different planet.
The Force will be with you. Always.
End of line.